are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time once again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Well, wait a minute. Somebody told me there's like a Coco Lemon thing on at 2 a.m. I don't know what kids are doing up in the middle of the night, but they're beating us.
I think it's Coco Melon.
Coco Melon?
There's no Coco Lemon. It's Coco, no Coco Melon.
I know it's a Coco Fruit of some kind.
How old's your youngest?
Right? 40.
20, 29.
Yeah, she's too old for Coco Melon. I think Star Trek's on whenever you want now with Paramount. I've been streaming a lot of Strange New Worlds, man. It's good stuff. They beat us. That musical episode, fantastic.
Dude. Well, lots of stuff beats us. I mean, honestly, you know. And then, you know, I can take you to certain bars in the Philippines where, never mind.
So you might have other things to do at 2 a.m., but if you're listening to us, we're the best thing on.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, this is Made Man Bob joining me today on this episode of Whiskey Exploration is Made Man Brent.
Again, I ask, why so many frogs in the basement?
We didn't kiss that
it's
many
like
frogs
an Egyptian
today.
Plague. Yep. And Made Man Maury.
I love the sound they make when you step on them. They squish loudly.
Squish and croak.
And good old boy Harm.
They are cruel, cruel people, but I'm here drinking whiskey with them. Thanks for having me.
I don't know why you'd step on them. You just eat them. But
well, that's the
they
French
taste
do
like
that.
Chicken.
Yeah. No, it tastes like frog.
It tastes like frog.
But it's yummy, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather have turtle soup than frog.
Oh, God, I don't like turtle.
Turtle soup is great.
Turtle soup, no. The right amount of you know what makes it? The sherry.
The sherry.
Just put more sherry in it.
Yeah. Turtle tastes like the mud it lives in. Frog's nice and clean. Turtle tastes like the muck it lives in. No.
You're the wrong turtle.
No.
You know what? It's foie gras and escargot.
You got
all that.
If you got
all that, baby.
You got a turtle poking it. You got a turtle poking its head out? Okay. All right, fat bastard. There. Our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee, and here are the whiskeys we are going to discuss today. From Laws Whiskey House, we have the Laws Intention. From Port McGee, we have the Port McGee Irish Whiskey 9-Year. We have Arcane Imperial American Malt Whiskey. We have Rampur Select Indian Single Malt Whiskey. And from Isle of Rasse, we have their single malt whiskey, and we also have three different whiskeys that are the components, so it's a sort of a deconstruction class, the peated ex-Bordeaux cask, the peated Chinkapin oak cask, and the peated ex-rye cask. So we're going to go to Brent and ask him to tell you all about our sips rating.
Thank you, Bob. Our sips ratings, we'll be tasting and discussing these whiskeys and rating them with these sips ratings plus our signature sounds. Here are those ratings now. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
There's the drunken leprechaun we all know and love.
Oh, no, that's not the drunken leprechaun yet. Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Now that sounds like a drunken leprechaun and a really bad Sean Connery impersonator.
Three sips. Interesting. What was that again?
That sounds like a drumming leprechaun and Mr. Ed.
No, thank that gosh. Sounds like a cartoon Muppet, like dragon type thing. I see a...
Like H.R. Puffin stuff?
Yeah,
oh, like that. Yeah. Sid and Marty Croft?
One of those.
Ooh, didn't they bring us Land of the Lost and the Sleestaks?
Oh, man.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
Now, that's the leprechaun from Lucky Charms.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the...
Stars and Blue Clovers.
Five sips. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
That was Puff the Magic Dragon.
Now, I swore I'd never say this, but boy, Justin, we're missing you,
I miss
buddy.
You, Justin.
Would you guys Justin remind me of that next time we do a show in Justin's
and those,
here?
And those four words that he comes up with.
On a good day. Well, thanks, Brent. So why don't you tell us about the first whiskey that we've got today?
Thanks, Bob. So fans of the show, Laws Whiskey House was founded in Denver, Colorado by Al Laws, a native of Alberta, Canada, who was brought to the area by his work in the oil and gas industry. With a personal passion for whiskey, he decided to open his own distillery, and with that, the Whiskey House was born. Their mash is made using Colorado-grown rye, wheat, and barley from the family-owned Colorado Malting Company located in Alamosa, Colorado, and corn from Wisconsin. Can't beat that Wisconsin corn, can you?
Except did you like skip every other sentence in that intro? Or?
Sure, I did.
Yeah. Why do I write this stuff?
It's right. Like word salad with you, man. Yeah.
The mash is open fermented for 4 days before distilling twice in their four-plate combination column pot still made Vendome Copper and Brass Works out of Louisville. So this is the Law's intention. It's 118 proof, 59% ABV, 60% corn, 20% heirloom wheat, and 10% heirloom rye.
Heirloom?
Yeah.
Heirloom.
Heirloom.
And some heirloom malted barley.
This is the part where...
Heirloom. I'm not only a customer, but I'm also a client. Yeah.
Don't forget 10% heirloom malted barley. Oh, listen, if they wanted to pronounce it a different way, they would have spelt it differently.
And if you have those little blue pills, it will help with that heirloom.
They would have spelt it A-I-R loom if they wanted to spell heirloom. That's all I can tell you. So intention is Law's first vertical marriage.
Oh, God.
That's Brent. He has a doctorate in English literature, in case you were wondering.
We have been drinking, just in case you were wondering.
Okay, it's a vertical marriage of four-grain straight bourbon, bringing together whiskey ranging from 3 to 10 years old at cask strength. Younger and older barrels create harmony with our signature grain character and rich barrel notes. Intention is the first release of their annual
Oranges.
So
nothing rhymes with oranges.
I know. So the color of this nice copper penny color, beautiful bottle that these come in as well. Mm-hmm. Even these sample bottles they make with the big bottom and
yep,
and the square bottle is kind of nice.
So I like the big bottoms.
Yep.
So on the nose, I got some a lot of fruits on the nose. And
Freddie Mercury did.
Yeah, I got some cherries and oranges, a little bit of peaches. And at the very end of it, I can get some corn out of it.
Like peaches and herb?
Yep. Yeah. Peaches and herb.
Very smooth.
Peaches and cream?
No, you said herb, so peaches and herb. So
it goes with the whole Sid and Marty Croft theme. Mm-hmm.
So on the palate, I get some of those mellots as well. I got... So I got some butter pastry on this, got some cinnamon. The black tea kind of came out with it more than I liked, but overall, it had a nice finish to it. Mouthfeel was nice. It didn't quite color everything, but it's like more the front half of the palate for me. And like a medium to short finish, I'd say.
So you don't like the black tea?
No, I did not like the black tea in this. Son of a... I know that.
I like black tea.
Green tea, maybe. But the black tea was a little bit overpowering for me.
But where do you stand on big butts?
I do appreciate a big butt. I can't lie.
Justin, that's why we miss Justin, because Justin likes big butts.
What do you think, Maury?
Well, funny you should ask. I thought this was a lovely whiskey.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, we're sitting at the table reviewing whiskey, and I asked him what he thought. That's funny.
That's hysterical. Anyway, moving right along here. This whiskey I thought was lovely. It had a lot of fruit on the nose. I love the cherries, the peach, the orange blossom. I didn't get quite as much corn in the nose as you guys did.
It just comes at
did.
The very end. Really, it's just corn. Bit of corn.
I didn't really appreciate that. The palate itself, it's, again, a lot of things you described. Little cinnamon, little buttery, little pastry, medium body, bright. I thought the finish was short to medium. A lovely whiskey. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. It's just there, you know.
Your wife says.
No, I think she says a lot of things inherently wrong with Maury.
Yeah.
And she kind of points them out.
But in the end, she just says, you're just there.
Yeah. Anyway, I agree with the tasting notes, except for one thing you guys missed. To me, it was hot. Even though it's 59% ABV.
I think that's that black tea that makes it that hot, that hotness.
It's not hot tea.
No, but it's a black tea that's kind of like it kind of like comes out, you know.
Yeah, that black tea notes. I mean, I enjoy
you
that.
You really thought it was hot? I didn't find it to be hot.
I mean, I've been drinking high proof stuff for a long time, thanks to you guys. In fact, last night I was drinking a hazmat 140.1 proof whiskey.
And whose was that?
That was a light whiskey from Orlando. Somebody brought me a private sample. Anyway, I'm used to drinking these high proof ones, but that. This tastes hotter than it should be. I don't know what it is. And I didn't get the corn. I agree with Maury there. The ripe cherries and peaches and orange, that's all there. It's a good whiskey. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put some water in this. Let me try it with water. Because I think the way it is at 59% ABV, it shouldn't taste hot, but it does taste hot. Maybe because I think the younger whiskeys are a larger portion of this. They say the barrels are 3 to 10 years old. They don't tell us proportions. I bet you there's more younger whiskeys here than their older ones. And I brought the proof down, and I'm enjoying it much more. The orange blossom, there's a little more melon coming out. That buttery pastry really stands out. It's good stuff. Bob, what do you think?
I think it's a very nice effort by the guys at Laws. We've been reviewing their stuff for quite a few years now. Al Laws and his team make very good whiskey, and I've told him before, every year their whiskey gets better. It doesn't mean last year wasn't good. It's just they're getting better every single year. They're turning out a quality product.
Yeah, I like what they're doing there, you know, and this is their first origin.
Yeah, this is the first release, so we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up discussing the whiskey from Laws, the Laws Intention. Yeah, I'm enjoying this one. I think it's a really nice expression. I get all the peaches. I get the orange blossom. I get the honey. I do get that corn pudding on the nose at the end.
I still don't get it. You know, I like what these guys are doing because they always use heirloom ingredients and things that are...
Heirloom.
They're native to Colorado. They
have a farmer that grows all their stuff for them in Colorado. I mean, they're hardcore about keeping it all Colorado.
And some of the earlier stuff was more funky, but they just keep getting better and better.
Yeah. Well, you remember the first time I met Al was in Chicago Whiskey Fest, got years ago. And I think they'd only been around a couple of years at that point. And I was like, how old is this? And I was blown away. I'm like, this is... For what you've got, this is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And every year we continue to get samples from them every year, and every year their whiskey just gets better and better and better. I think they're one of the premier whiskey companies in out in the West. I think they're doing a great job. So we're going to be rating this one, the Was Intention, a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
Okay, Bob, tell us about the next one.
So let's move on to our next whiskey, and that's from Port McGee. So Port McGee is a fishing village on the very south-southwest corner of County Kerry, Ireland. The name Port McGee comes from the exploits of Captain Theobald McGee, a 18th-century smuggler. Having served in the army of King James II as an officer, Captain McGee retired to a life of merchant shipping between France, Spain, Portugal, and Ireland. Thanks to the many inlets around the southwest coast, his trade in contraband spirits, textiles, tea, and tobacco was a little bit hard to police and was therefore accordingly very profitable. He married Bridget Morgell, the widow of a rich Dingle merchant and also the daughter of the then representative for Dingle, Thomas Crosby. Following Captain McGee's death, Bridget and her sons continued the family business of smuggling, and Port McGee itself developed into the fishing village that we know of today. Port McGee Irish Whiskey was founded in 2017 by two brothers, John and James Murphy, and Stuart McNamara, who is a whiskey blogger and writer and also the man who runs the Irish Whiskey Trail. So what we have here is their inaugural release, the Port McGee 9-Year Irish Whiskey. It's 40% ABV, 80 proof. This is, he was kind enough to gift this to me. This is cask number one. Non-chill filtered, triple distilled. It's a blend of 9-year-old single grain whiskey and 13-year-old single malt whiskey, which is finished in a Barbados rum cask. It's released several times a year at this point as a single exclusive cask, and each bottle is handmade.
Single cask.
Yep. That's what I said, exclusive single cask.
You said Ingle.
I said single.
You swallowed your ass. Yeah, and what's a Dingle merchant?
I got something you can swallow.
Nay, don't steal.
I'm stealing Brent's line. You want to know what a Dingle merchant was?
Right. I did have that question. What's a Dingle merchant? But go ahead.
You
keep
guys
going.
Are dumber than a box of hair.
It's a merchant in the town of Dingle. Because
I thought it was for the brand of Dingle.
Because his wife's father was the mayor of Dingle. So yeah, okay. Color, very, very, very pale straw, you know, typical lighter.
We're 13, sorry.
Lighter Irish, you know, it's Irish whiskey. It's generally going to be a little bit lighter.
The fact, this is mostly grain whiskey, and that's, and you it, you can tell.
Yeah, probably. On the nose, I get a little bit of straw, a little bit of hay, a little bit of grassy. Get a little of a, like a buttered brioche, a little pastry.
I get pastry cream.
Yeah, on the palate. On the palate, I get, it's got a nice mouthfeel. It's got a good viscosity to it. Gives you a really nice coat to the tongue. The thing that I get most out of it is, I get some stone fruit out of this. I get some pear. I get a little bit of,
Pear's not a stone fruit. I'm just messing with you now.
Besides a stone fruit,
yeah, I'm getting a little bit of pear on it. Get a little bit of kind of a burnt toffee note on it. A little bit of sweetness, but a little bit of a dark sweetness to it. It's got a nice finish. The finish goes on for a while.
I used to date her, dark sweetness.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Date, you paid. Okay, it's a difference, but overall. Lovely whiskey. What'd you think, Brett?
Yeah, so I got the pears, vanilla, and lemon, along with that fresh pastry on the nose. That the lemon kind of popped me a little bit, you know. Yeah. Then on the palate, pears is the first thing I wrote down. And I like that burnt toffee, lemon again. Just it's bright and fresh.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Is it's bright. It's just a very bright whiskey.
It's just
a
bright and fresh whiskey to drink. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of Irish whiskeys are like that. You know, but this one is nice and bright and fresh, easygoing.
Favorite Irish whiskeys. I'm not a big Irish fan. I prefer scotch, but this is good.
Yeah, this is nice.
It's light. So. It's nice. It's entry level. It's easy drinking. It's an all-day sipper. You could drink this out by the pool. You could drink this by the fireplace. It's a light whiskey. It's very approachable.
I think it's more grain than malt.
I agree. I think that's a good point. Thank you for pointing that out.
Well, that's most Irish whiskey, honestly. You know, I mean.
Well, there's a good amount of single malt these days, too.
Now, yeah. But, I mean, just two or three years ago, you know. I mean,
I can't wait to taste their single malts because these guys are distilling now.
Yeah.
This is purchased juice.
Yeah, this is source juice. So when they come out with their own, you know, being where they're at, that, you know, surrounded by the sea, that's going to be very interesting. I'm expecting sort of a salty, Bomori kind of, you know, thing. At least that's what I'm hoping for. So, but again, like Brent said, this one's just. It's
Did anybody
fresh,
pick
it's
up the
bright.
Rum notes? I mean, I'm getting the rum notes with that pastry.
Well, that's,
and the sweet
I think that's
cream.
Where that burnt kind of toffee that I'm getting.
Right.
You know, you're getting that.
These are Barbados rum casks.
Exactly. You're getting that dark molasses out of it. So I think that's where you're getting that. Without it, I think, you know, you wouldn't get that bottom note.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's what makes this more approachable.
Mm-hmm. But overall, you know, a lovely, lovely whiskey. So. We're going to be rating the Port McGee Irish Whiskey 9-year-old cask number one, a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So let's move on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
That's because we love Harm.
Thank you, gentlemen. I have not tasted this whiskey, but let me tell you about it. Arcane Imperial American Malt Whiskey is our next whiskey. It's 41.5% ABV, 83 proof, 50% two-row malted barley, 30% Munich malt, 14% C60 malt, and 6% chocolate malt. Why, you ask? Because Arcane Imperial American Whiskey is made in Brooklyn by a brewer that they distill Imperial Stout. And they use a vacuum still rather than a normal still. So the vacuum still allows them to strip out the alcohol at a lower temperature. By creating a vacuum in the still above it, the boiling point of alcohol is lower, so they can remove the alcohol at a lower temperature. But you also remove other flavor compounds and esters and fatty acids without breaking them down by heating as much. When you boil things, you heat them, you change the chemical compounds a little bit, and that changes the flavor. Now, I'm glad they did this experiment, but
I don't know if they would call it an experiment.
Well, this is what they do. It's got a beautiful package. The bottle is amazing. It's a blue-gray color. It's got a great label on it. It's got this big owl. It's very trendy and gorgeous. And the color of the whiskey is amazing copper. And then you put it to your nose and you smell sulfurous onions, plastic, and what did you say, urinal cake? Yeah, I've not tasted it. The other three gentlemen at the table have tasted it and told me, get some crackers ready or a lot of water. So I'm going to do it right now for you. Yeah, I bring it to my nose. It's just
onions and plastic.
Onions and plastic. And a little bit of wet, dry, what do you call that? Drywall. Like you get your drywall wet. Yeah, there. That's that. All right. Oh my God. Oh,
I wish this was TV right now.
Oh. Some expressions you can't hide.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I think you see that. I think you see that expression through the radio even.
There's a honeyed sweetness.
Yeah, there is a sweetness there.
There's a honeyed sweetness.
I will absolutely give you that.
It's a little sultana. And then you got like the sulfuric acid from the badly rotting onion.
Yeah.
And I mean, did they use a lot of hops in their stout or something? Because there's a little hoppiness coming out that should not be in a whiskey ever. Although there are people who do make topped whiskeys in America, I know, and some of them come out great. This isn't it. This ain't it. Bob, what do you think? Did I hit all the notes?
Hard no.
hard no.
Plastic.
Bob's got his glass covered with paper.
Yeah,
he can't. So he can't.
I don't want
smell it.
To, yeah, I don't want the smell to knock me over. Plastic, and you know when you are looking through the onion bin in your kitchen and you find that what is that funky smell?
The one
and
then that's rotting.
And you find that one in the back that's all soft. And the thing is like you said, if you taste it, if you fight through those two things, there is a sweetness in there.
There's a sweet.
Yeah.
You can taste like, oh, this came from an okay beer, maybe, yeah. But they screwed something
there's
up.
There's a sweetness and almost, like you said, a sultana, raisiny kind of flavor underneath, but you have to fight through.
Oh, but don't mistake that, because there is a lot of horrible bitter stuff on top of that in your mouth. As well.
Yeah, you've got to dig through. It's,
I've taken another taste. I'm going back. Yeah.
This is one of those ones that you just look at and go like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't understand this one as well.
Those old Wild West movies, and the guy orders a shot of red eye, and he takes it. He makes that face. Yeah, that's the face you make here.
Well, yeah, that's the face you have to make. Oh. I mean, you don't take this and then have this like. What a pleasant.
This is not a sipping whiskey.
This is not a shooting whiskey.
This is not a cleaning your floor whiskey.
This is a dare whiskey.
It's a dare whiskey. Brett, did I miss anything? No. Mari, you want to add anything?
I really don't have a lot to add.
You hit on all the best parts of this, and that was the bottle.
The bottle's very well done.
Exactly.
And I'm with him. I applaud the, it's very experimental. Cool idea,
right? The process, you don't know if you don't try.
Yeah,
So give them a lot of effort. Give them an A for effort.
Lots of people lots of people do experiments with lots of things, but in the end, if a bunch
of people would have chosen not to bottle it.
Yeah, you don't put it in the bottle. Yes, that's the problem. I
mean, this is the kind of thing that ruins your reputation. What's their second release going to be? Are they going to try it?
I don't know.
It's, I don't have any answers.
Do we have a rating, Bob? Do we?
Yeah. Look, I'll be the first one to say we don't throw around ratings lightly. And we have great respect for the amount of work that goes into creating a spirit, because we've all been in enough distilleries in our lives that we've seen how hard it is. But in this case, the Arcane Imperial American Malt Whiskey, I'm sorry, guys, but one sip.
Gangadine, water. Gangadine, drink water.
Keep eating the crackers and eventually it'll eventually scrape your tongue off. So, and here's the thing, going from that, everything's sunshiny from there. So, we'll have Maury tell us about our next one.
Well, thank you. This will be a breath of fresh air. The next whiskey is the Rampur Select Indian Malt Whiskey, 43% ABV, 86 proof. It is 100% Indian barley, first fill bourbon barrels. Rampur Select, the flagship expression of the Rampur single malt line, was first released in 2016. Immediately winning many loyal fans, as well as a bevy of international awards, including a double gold at the World Wine and Spirits Festival in San Francisco. The initial distillate offering sold out almost immediately. This is their newest U.S.-only release of Rampur Select. A non-age-stated Rampur Select is matured in the foothills of the Himalayan mountains, where it sees extreme shifts in temperature throughout the year, allowing the whiskey a much deeper level of interaction with the wood than one might see in more temperate climates. So, this whiskey has a nice light copper color. On the nose, it's got a lot of sweetness. I find a lot of red fruit on the nose and just overwhelming sense of sweetness.
No, that's just me. You're smelling.
On the palate, it's nice. It's rounded. It's unctuous. It's viscous. It's palate coating. It's got lots of notes of toffee and baking spice. And then a medium finish. I think this is a really lovely whiskey. It's easily approachable. It's very well made. And I liked it quite a lot. I thought this is something you could really spend the day with on any given Sunday. What do you think, Brent?
I agree with all that. It's just a lovely expression. Barley is the main thing. When you 100% barley comes out a lot, and it's a good note to have. Very enjoyable, nice palate, nice
you know, nice finish, everything. Nice, bright, another one, nice, bright, light whiskey. I like it. So, Harmeet?
I also like this. You know, India has been producing single malts for a while now. Some of my favorite stuff comes from Amrut, and then, of course, there's Paul John. And Rampur joins those other two distilleries.